Some things are said often because, well, they have to be very true. One example is how we're told, starting at an early age, that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. In spite of that fact, there are many children who are sent to school without having had breakfast at home for a variety of reasons. The school breakfast program in the districts which offer it provide those students with nutrition that fuels not only their bodies, but also their minds. The other report on school participation in the federal breakfast program entitled School Breakfast, Making It Work in Large School Districts, has just been released. And here to offer her analysis of how New Jersey schools rank in this report is Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Cecilia Zocken. Thanks for being here today, Cecilia.
Thank you for having me.
And a couple of websites, and of course we have the links over at our page for Advocates of Children of New Jersey, acnj.org. Learn more about the school breakfast program in New Jersey, and njschoolbreakfast.org. And to directly download the report that we're talking about here from the Food Research and Action Center, it's frac.org. So let's just start with the mechanics of this report, School Breakfast Making It Work in Large School Districts. What is it that this report focuses on?
Well, this is a national organization, the Food Research and Action Center, which every year puts out a scorecard, basically, on how states are doing on making sure that eligible children are getting school breakfast. This year's report was particularly exciting for New Jersey because we moved up into the top 20 states reaching children with breakfast. In fact, this year we ranked 19th, which is quite different from 2011 when we kicked off our school breakfast campaign and New Jersey was 46th in the country for serving eligible children.
Yeah, it's nice to see a list of New Jersey near the top instead of near the bottom, which we do often see with a variety of issues in the state. Now, does this report take into consideration all aspects of the breakfast program?
Yes, it does. It's looking at the increase across the state in school districts. The FRAC report measures the percentage of children who get lunch who also get breakfast. But this report also focused on breakfast at the high schools. And it found that Jersey City, for example, Newark, are doing quite well. Jersey City second and Newark fifth in the country for reaching kids with breakfast, in part because they have focused on the high schools as well.
And I was looking at the stats, too, when Jersey City school system is, as Cecilia said, in second place, not too far out of first, which was the Los Angeles Unified School District. The ratio of free and reduced price students in per 100 was 115.6 for Los Angeles, 112.8 for Jersey City and Newark. Not too far behind that whole group with 92.2. And when you look at the New Jersey schools taking Jersey City and Newark as, you know, the obvious shining examples, at least on this list, what is it? Is there a common thread, common acts that they're doing that's helping them achieve the numbers that they're achieving?
Yes, I think what's made the difference is where and when you serve breakfast. Districts, and Jersey City is a great example. Newark actually had started this a number of years ago, but Jersey City more recently committed to serving breakfast after the bell in the classroom. I think what school districts have found is that when you serve breakfast before school starts in a central location, you serve far less children. Parent schedules, bus schedules, transportation issues, makes it difficult to have kids come to a central location. So serving breakfast after the bell in the classroom seems to be the key ingredient for success.
And as you mentioned, too, the numbers are great. The trends are in the right direction. There's always got to be the however, though. There are still about 300,000 low-income students who are still missing out on the benefits of breakfast at school.
Yes, and I think that's a continues to be a high number. We're very proud that 105,000 more children are getting breakfast every day since New Jersey kicked off its campaign in 2011, but there are many children out there who are not getting breakfast. I think what's moved us up in the rankings is that many of the larger school districts, like Patterson, Jersey City, Camden, Newark, for example, have improved their access to school breakfast and have brought the numbers up. They're also districts that have such a high percentage of children who are eligible that they can serve all children. It can be more complicated in smaller districts where only a smaller percentage of children are eligible for breakfast. But we're seeing some exciting efforts and creative approaches by districts across the state.
Talking with Cecilia Zalkin, who is the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. Their website is acnj.org. Talking about the report, School Breakfast, Making It Work in Large School Districts, which you can find over at acnj.org. And we have a few other links, too, for njschoolbreakfast.org. And the creators of this report, which is the Food Research and Action Center, and their website is frac.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as the school breakfast, as well as the lunch eligibility program, federal programs, is there a consistent process of eligibility? Can it vary school district to school district? Because I'm thinking that there are parents out there who, unless the schools properly and effectively communicate how these programs operate and who is eligible, a lot of parents might just assume that, well, they're not because of, even though it might be in the low end, they're not their income requirements, or they're just not eligible.
Yes, and I think that's a great question. First of all, the eligibility is set by the federal government. This is a federal program, and in fact, it's fully federally funded. The eligibility is 185% of the federal poverty level, which is around $42,000 a year for a family of four. There are significant numbers of children who meet that criteria. Almost a third of children in New Jersey are considered low income, which is measured at a very similar level. So there are more kids eligible. The other thing is that there's an incentive to districts to identify eligibility because their school funding is also based on the number of children who are eligible for free and reduced cost lunch. I think that's also another factor why we've seen an increase in school breakfast. But you're absolutely right. I think that outreach to parents needs to continue to make sure that they're aware of the program and kids sign up.
I was looking at, the report that we're talking about here is focusing on, as the report dictates, the larger school districts. But if you look at school by school district, and you mentioned how the federal funding of the program, the money's already cut, the debt cards is already cut, and the money's sitting there on the table. Yet I'm scanning through last year's stats for the schools all throughout the state at every level, every size. There were schools leaving amounts in the six figures on the table by not having a proper, a significant degree of participation in both the breakfast as well as the school lunch programs.
You're absolutely right. I think as we've done our campaign for the last 5 years, there's been an increase of almost $50 million more a year in federal funding to cover the costs of breakfast. Right now, New Jersey is getting $98 million in federal reimbursements for breakfast. Again, this is a program that's fully federally funded. There's no cost to the state or to the school district. And this is money that's being left on the table because we're not reaching enough kids.
You want to talk about maybe this might be the most radical compare and contrast. We talked about Jersey City being on the high end and their percentage of eligible students receiving free or reduced price breakfast is 65%. This is from last year's report for the entire state and every school district. In that same county of Hudson County, Kearney School District, only 7%. Of students, they're leaving. If I'm reading this report right, Kearney is leaving over $1 million on the table.
Yes, that's correct. And I think as we look, we do our own school breakfast report every year in October that looks district by district, and there are a number of districts that still have relatively high eligibility that are only reaching a small percentage of children. So in addition to the important issue of not feeding kids, they're also leaving a lot of federal money on the table.
Remember, we're talking with Cecilia Zalkin, who is Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, acnj.org. We're discussing the annual report, School Breakfast, Making It Work in Large School Districts, prepared by the Food Research and Action Center, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Isn't there a program that's some schools use that basically makes breakfast and I think in some cases even lunch a free situation for all students?
Yes. There's something called the community eligibility provision, which more school districts appear to be using. Districts that have a significant percentage of children who are eligible for free and reduced lunch can instead apply to become a district that meets the criteria for community eligibility, and they can then serve all children in the district. There are other districts that have been very creative about doing a mix of free breakfast for low-income children, reduced-cost breakfast for other children, funding breakfast in other ways. Early in our campaign, for example, the Edison School District stepped up and said, we want to serve all kids, and came up with a way that did it. As we've seen free and reduced breakfast increase, we've also seen paid breakfast increase. So many parents are also interested in making sure that their kids have breakfast in school.
Ironically, Newark and Jersey City don't participate in that program. I found that surprising.
Yes, yes. And I think, you know, we looked, there's a big increase from 2015 to 2016. 2015, there were only a handful of communities who were part of the program. 2016, it increased. And we're hoping that this year we'll see an even greater increase.
Really is amazing, too, when you look at, and this will be updated, obviously, in this school year. I'm looking back at the 2016 report of all the schools in every county. And I just came over to Sussex County, which ranked number 19 in the county rating. That was flat from 2015. And again, a radical compare and contrast. You have the Hamburg School District with a 3% participation rate. And you have the Montague School District with an 82% participation rate.
Yes. A lot of it depends on leadership. You know, a district that looks at this and says, this is unacceptable. We want to make sure we reach as many eligible children as possible.
And for you listening, that's why these reports, such as the school breakfast, making it work in large school districts, prepared by the Food Research and Action Center, is really your education and empowerment tool to go to the school district and the administrators, the Board of Ed meetings, and say, this is something that needs to be communicated to more people, needs to be more treated proactively by the schools itself, and bring as many eligible children into this program, because it's, as I alluded to in the introduction, a proper nutritious breakfast feeds the body and mind, and to do it in a school environment, whether it's before school or after the bell, also adds to social interaction, development of social skills as a side note and a side benefit. And these are many of the points that the Advocates for Children of New Jersey are advocates for, and you can learn more about it at their website, acnj.org. Learn more about the school breakfast program in New Jersey. It's njschoolbreakfast.org. We've been joined today by the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Cecilia Zalkin. Cecilia, thanks for the good news. There's still work to be done, but nice to see everything going in the right direction. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.